Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Cassie. Hey, Darkhearts.
Hey, friends. Welcome back. Thanks for bearing with us the last week or so.
Honestly, for this month, because, you know, it's like we took that week and then we had one and then we took a week. But this time we're doubling up. You're going to get two this week.
Yep.
But we appreciate it. Life happens, you guys, you know, and we do have breaks planned for ourselves.
Yes. But
again, life happens. This isn't our full-time job.
Once again,
sometimes we're just like, hey, this week we're gonna.
It just takes a lot of stress off of our plates sometimes when we need that. So
yes. Yes. You know. And we appreciate, we've never had anyone be assholes.
Yeah, I was like, we never got any hate mail about it or anything. So,
I mean, maybe people just stop listening. They're like, these bitches are inconsistent.
Yeah. There's that. But I mean, this week it's like double whammy, you know, too.
Also, I'd like to think that we've been doing this for a year now and we haven't, like, we've been fairly consistent. Like, we've had a few times here and there where we're like, hey, sorry, JK, we're taking this week. But
that's it, though.
Overall,
I mean, yeah, I think it's
and it was around the holidays last year.
Yeah.
Like, Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. And this year we have planned accordingly, guys.
Yes.
There will be breaks, but we'll post that.
We'll tell that. Yeah. Week.
Yeah.
But we're just hoping to jump back in and stay somewhat on a schedule for a couple weeks at least. us for a couple weeks and then we'll figure that out. But we'll cross that bridge when we get closer. We don't need to throw that at you now. But
well, I mean, I guess we can talk about next week, our breaks for June.
Yeah. Yeah. Since we're behind already, we have two episodes for today, which, you'll be getting two episodes when you listen to this. But
Whether or not you listen to them in the same day, who knows?
Yeah,
but
there's
we're
two
recording
of them
in the same day, too.
Yeah, it's totally fine. Sorry, my computer just beeped at me. Did you hear that? Anyone hear it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I don't know. I don't need premium Microsoft something. Okay.
Right.
Sorry about that. this week, I know we had talked about we did. We had an episode in May, right? We just skipped 1 week. Okay.
Yes.
So we talked about how it's Asian Heritage Month. And so we are trying to cover cases in that realm. And so I don't think, did we last time? Wow.
No, because it feels like forever.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute.
I covered the Eagle Scout killer because I dropped the ball because we were behind. I had started one.
And it was fine.
I got messed up and I was like, oh shit, I should have done an AAPI
case. Okay.
But
it's okay because we're going to this week and the next one as well. And maybe the one after that and whatever. So this week, this case is actually super sad. And I, once again, don't know how I have not heard of this case because it's not from that like long ago. It was 2017. Okay. So this week we're going to be in Urbana. Sorry, I'm not good with towns. This is in Illinois and also Champaign, Illinois. So that one I know how to say. The information I got for this also was, you know, a lot of it was online, Wikipedia, Murderpedia. And there is a documentary that I watched on See No Evil, episode 5, season 6.
Okay, so I would have watched this
because
I've watched all of the... because the See No Evil is the...
There's not very many on each season, though, either. So, like, it would be easy to go through.
Okay, I'm thinking of Hear No Evil, which was
that's right, because I kept going back on this, like, wait, is it Hear No Evil or See? And I had to look twice because
there was only,
like
one season of Hear No Evil. I wish they would have done more.
Yeah.
So I guess, confused for a second.
Okay, so there is a Hear No Evil. I was like, I mean, I know the saying, so, like, in my mind, I thought I was just mixing it up. Nope, okay.
Nope.
But, yeah, so this episode, or we'll put it in the notes, but season 6, episode 5. So, and it was kind of, you know, a little, I mean, they reenact everything on there.
It gets
so it can
cheesy.
Be a bit much.
Yeah.
It was okay though. I mean, it was interesting just to see all the different people involved and all that. So, okay. So we're going to be talking about Ying Ying Zheng. And she was born on December 21st of 1990, in the city of Nanping, Fujian. I looked up how to say these because I really didn't want to say them wrong. And I still probably am. So sorry. So she was born there to her parents, Ron Goa and Li Feng. So she also had a younger brother. She grew up playing in the band, and she always dreamt of being a professor in China. So, you know, around there, I'm not exactly sure where this province was, but she was not in the United States, obviously born. So in 2013, she graduated from Sun Yat-sen University at the top of her class. Super smart. Sounds like she just was very intelligent and cared a lot about her studies.
Yeah.
In 2016, then, she earned her master's degree from Peking University, and she was a scholar in the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which is an academy for natural sciences. So she, like, all the things I was reading about what she had learned about and stuff, I was like, whoa, she's like super smart. I was like, I don't even know what some of this stuff is. So she was, yeah, just real smart. And then she wanted to come to the United States because she wanted to continue research on photosynthesis and crop productivity for a year. So her plan was to come to the United States. Her parents were really scared for her to come here because, you know, you don't know, especially when you're in another country, whether it's here going there, they're coming, you know, that's scary. And they didn't want her to be so far away. So,
right. I mean, that's a long ways away. And let's face it, China and the US, their relationship's always like,
yeah,
it's rocky a bit.
Yeah. So. Just an ugly, ugly. And like, yeah. That's scary. You don't know what people are going to do. And I mean, it's just awful. And they had every right to be worried, it turns out. And so, but they, you know, she really wanted to continue her studies and she had high hopes. So she planned on coming to Illinois, and she was going to study at the College of Agriculture, Consumer and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois, Urbana. Gosh, I say it wrong. I even put it there. Urbana and Champaign. So that was the college.
Okay.
She was considering eventually going into the doctoral program there at the university as well, because she wanted her doctorate. Yeah. Very, very motivated.
Yeah.
And especially like that's hard stuff. Like science stuff is hard, but you know, good for her. So she also had plans to marry her longtime boyfriend in October of 2017. So that was in the works long-term. So then we're going to go now to Illinois. So she's here in the US now. She's been working, studying. She made some friends in like the research lab that she was working in, and everyone just talked about what a sweet, happy girl. And they commented lots of times about how she just always was smiling and like just one of those people that like just happy. And I love that. So the afternoon of June 9th of 2017, Ying Ying was taking a bus to go to an apartment complex where she was going to sign a new lease because she was going to move in there, finish up stuff. Don't know where she was living at the time, but she obviously did not have a car here. So she had to take the city bus, you know, pretty much everywhere she went. And in college towns, like there's buses all the time. So that doesn't seem
and
to be an issue.
Like Illinois, like, I don't know how close that is, if it's like Chicago and stuff, but like having a car isn't really feasible a lot of times in those types of places.
Sometimes it's just more of a hassle to have a car because then you have to pay for a permit to park, and parking is always a bitch at any university, let's be honest. So, so she left work to go do this. She was going to take her break, going to stop home real quick, eat lunch, then take a bus over to this complex, sign her lease, go back to work. So she was running a bit behind. So she actually sent a text to the leasing agent at the apartment complex at 1:39 p.m. and let him know she was running late. She would be there around 2:10-ish. So at about 2:38 that afternoon, the apartment agent texted her and never heard back. So hours passed. She never comes back to work. Her friends are worried about her. She's supposed to go to dinner that night and she doesn't show up to that either. So they're like, okay, this is strange because first of all, weird. She's not the type to not show up for work. She's a very serious student and all of that. And then missing dinner too. So they immediately report her missing. And I think kind of like normal police are like, okay, she's, you know,
she's a college
old enough
student,
to not. Yeah, she's fine. It's fine. So they go to her apartment just to check. No one answers. So they like leave their number on the door, whatever. And they said, she's probably just out doing whatever. We'll check up on the morning and see if she's there. So yeah. So then nothing happens, you know, all night long. So now it's been over 12 hours that no one's heard from her or seen her or anything. So her cell phone too. They've tried calling in. It just goes straight to voicemail. So they know that this is not okay at all. And so they follow up the next morning and she's still not home. And so based on that, the police finally are like, okay, well, let's at least build a timeline of events and kind of figure out what's going on. And they actually called the FBI in to assist pretty early on, which I don't know. I read a couple different things on information and it kind of just jumped right to that. So I'm not sure if there's stuff in the interim timeline, but
I was going
to
say for them not taking it seriously right away, they then called in the FBI, right?
Yeah. And like, I don't know how much later they called them in. It just was like, oh, they called them in. So was it like a day later? Hard to say, but the timelines were kind of odd when I was researching it. It jumped a lot of dates back and forth. So
I wonder might if not though, be totally with her right. being there on a student visa, if that changes things too.
I think it, yeah, it could. That's a good point. I'm not quite sure.
So I wonder if that's why FBI would have gotten involved like much sooner.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be. Yeah, like an international type thing. I don't know. And so once they come in and they are helping pretty early on too, they offer a $10,000 reward for any information leading up to her location, because they don't really suspect anything necessarily foul play related right now. And then it was really cool because the large Chinese student population there helped coordinate searches around campus. So they organized a ton of things and they were super involved. And I think that that really kind of helped the police to like push things a little bit more. So by June 19th, so 2 days after, the reward money actually goes up to $40,000.
Oh, wow. And like 40.
Yeah, 40. Yeah. And I was like, wow. And then around that same time too, her family, arrives in the United States to help. Can you imagine that too? Back to the thing about the parents just being scared for her to come here. It's like, exactly why. Yep. It's scary. Going to any foreign country, I think, is scary because laws are different. It's just everything, you know?
And especially alone, you know?
Like, I know. That's a young, cute girl. Like, just such a pretty girl. And just scary. So, and I'm sorry, but also, like, we know that crime happens everywhere, but I think it's so icky when stuff happens to even in the heartland, because it's like the place that you're like, oh, if I were to send my kid, they'll be safe there, you know, like again, you would though, think. But
again though, with Illinois, and like depends on how close to Chicago that's true. Is because Chicago's like one of our highest crime rate areas.
I mean, when I think about Illinois, I immediately think Chicago, and then I'm like, okay, there's a bunch of other places.
There's a bunch
there,
more but I know there's I know. Like farming places that's there true and stuff too.
But yeah, like Chicago is a city that you always think of when you think of the United States. It's not like Omaha never comes to mind. So, you know, but yeah, so they're there now too, and clearly very distraught. So, when the reward money went up to that $40,000, that was the largest reward ever offered in 31 years of the Champaign Crime Stoppers organization.
Oh, wow.
Which was kind of cool to see, especially because when I started looking up this case, I thought if they don't take it seriously, because she's not a citizen, like that will really piss me off. So I was glad to at least see that. So, and then also by July 14th, the reward money had actually gone up to $50,000 too.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So once her family's here, they said they're not leaving the United States until she's found, which understandable. So during all of this, they're searching, the police are combing through bus surveillance footage, hoping to see something, because they said that bus system, you know, there's footage in the bus, around all the different stops. It's not super great, but they're like, if they can at least kind of pinpoint that, but they weren't even sure which bus she was on, all the things. So they start looking through all that. And of course, during all of this, there's people, you know, calling in sightings of her that they think that they look into, and none of them are her, which is super sad. So as they keep looking through all this footage, they finally find a clip where they can see her getting on the bus, and they show her get on, and you see her show her bus pass to the driver, and she just has this big smile on her face in that video. And it was just very telling. Like, even on the See No Evil they talked about, it was just like a sign that it confirmed that everyone, what they said about her being a good person and all that, just sweet. And so like they said also, like, she obviously wasn't distraught or freaked out because she was happy and just getting on the bus. So it all kind of lined up with what her friends had said about her. So they see her on that bus and they watch her exit the bus at the stop that she would have been stopping at. And in order to get where she was going, she would have had to jump on a different bus route to get there. So they, it lined up with that. She got off that bus. They knew she had to get on another bus. So when she got off that bus, that was about 1:52. And then they find the other bus footage of the bus she would have been getting on, and they don't see her. But then when they kind of zoom in on the footage, you can see her like up in the corner of the screen. You can see her running to the bus, like she's about to miss the bus, and the description matches her. So they know it's her, but you see her running towards the bus, trying to flag the bus down. But because she was on the wrong side of the street, the bus couldn't just stop and let her in because they said they have like policies about, you know, they don't want them running out into traffic and getting hit. So she doesn't get onto that bus. So they can confirm that she did miss her second bus. And now they have to figure out where she went, because then they just see, you know, her walk off and they can't figure out where she would have gone after that. So they look through tons of cameras from all over the university, from different angles, and they just really could not see anything. So they continue this for like quite a while. I don't know exact dates in the timeline of how long this went on, but they're just desperate to find this. And during all of this too, the university actually made an announcement that they were going to amp up their security system, which I thought was good. I mean, they had the cameras, but like now I guess it's much better quality and there's a lot more around. So as they're looking through the cameras, they're trying to see what else would be around that bus route. And they realize that they should check these cameras that are at the university's PBS radio and TV station, which is called WILL. So it's like happens to just be across the street from where this bus would have been. So they pull that up and they watch it several times. And in the corner, again, they see this small figure that matched her description. And this is about a couple blocks away from where she had tried to get on that bus initially that she had missed. So it looks like she was going to a different bus stop, hoping to catch that. So as they watch the surveillance cameras, you see this black Saturn Astra pass by her around 2 p.m. So it goes around the block and they notice that it circles back around the block again. It pulls over to where she's standing on the sidewalk, and you see her lean into the window and talk to whoever from the passenger side of the car for about a minute. So this was about 2:03 when she's talking to this person. And then you see her just get in the car, and that's the last known sighting that they have of her. So this is when the whole case takes kind of a turn, and now they're looking into it as a kidnapping case. So like, where do you start from there? You know, the thing that sucked too was that camera footage, because it wasn't that great, they couldn't even pull a plate number.
I was just about to ask if they got a plate at all.
And they watched it from the other angles, the other cameras, to see if they could grab it from like the back of the car, all that. And it was just like too grainy and they couldn't. So,
and with being a college town, who knows if it's registered to that area?
Yeah. And it was just so hard to see. They were, though, able to figure out, you know, it was a four-door Saturn Astra that was black. So they look in their system and they can determine there's 18 four-door Saturn Astras that are registered to owners in Champaign County. So they work on tracking down all of these owners. However, a ton of them were eliminated immediately because they were the wrong color of car.
Yeah.
So they, you know, are trying to look for any little things that they can kind of tell. So they look more into the video. They can see that the hubcap on the car was cracked, and they are like, okay, we're going to check this one. They have an idea. So they go to visit Mr. Brent Christensen. So he owned a black four-door Saturn Astra. And ironically, he had the same cracked hubcap that the one in the surveillance had. So they knew that this was the car. So a little bit about Brent here. He was 27. He was a former PhD student at the University of Illinois. He graduated with his master's in physics in 2017. He had gotten married back in 2011 and started graduate school in 2013. So he was always like, I mean, sounds like a smart guy.
Yeah.
Been in school, cares about his education. His marriage to his wife was an open marriage. So while he was married to her, he also had a girlfriend on the side. His wife was well aware of, and she had a boyfriend as well. And she was actually out of town the week that Ying Ying went missing. She was out of town. So, I mean, completely cleared on anything suspicious there. Like, she obviously was not driving that car, because right. they still don't know who, like, you couldn't see who was driving it clear enough. Right. Like, did someone borrow it? Did someone steal it? Whatever. So they bring him in for questioning and they ask him what he was doing that day. He said he doesn't remember what he was doing that day, and then later came back and said, well, I think I was sleeping or playing video games. Just not helpful whatsoever. Right. And they're like, well, they don't tell him yet that they have that surveillance on him. So he's not really aware yet, but they do get a warrant to search his car. And when they take it in, they do notice that the passenger door appeared to have been cleaned to a more diligent extent than the other vehicle doors, is what they said. So they immediately think, you know, he's trying to conceal or destroy evidence, which duh, like, people clean are dumb, like, clean quickly. Everything. Once again, duh. Yeah. Like, no, just don't do that.
No. Murder, but clean things equally.
Yeah. Then. If you're going to do it. No. Okay. Sorry guys. Just don't do it. But we know that if we were to do it, like, that's just common sense. So I'm like, for this guy that has this, you know, big but background of education, he's an
sense.
Idiot.
Like, sometimes you're really book smart, but no common sense.
I know. And I feel like that's a lot of people lately. Like, I even think about, side note, the Idaho murder guy who had all these extensive degrees and stuff. And it's like, ew, welp. Okay.
Yeah, but we also clearly had some mental things.
I mean, yeah, I think all of them do. Anyone who does something like this has to have it to some extent.
To an extent.
Yes. So a few days later, they question him again, and this time they do tell him that they have surveillance, and they say that they know for a fact that he picked up Ying Ying, and as soon as they tell him they have that surveillance, his demeanor just changes so quick. He's like, well, can I see it? And they're like, no. Do you think we just brought you in here to show you a video? No. Like, we know you were in that car. And they put the heat on him, really, and they said that he, like, started breaking out in hives as they were, like, questioning him. So if that's not a sign of guilt, I don't really right. know what else. So he just gets real nervous. And then he's like, well, maybe I mixed my days up. Was that Saturday or was that Friday? Like, he just tries to play that game. He said, I mean, I did give a ride to an Asian female because she looked like she needed a ride, but I dropped her off a few blocks away. Hey, Dark Hearts. We wanted to tell you about one of our favorite products that helps keep you safe and also gives you peace of mind.
She's Birdie is a cool little device that is small enough you can hook it on a keychain, bag, or even just carry it.
There are two different types of birdies. The original birdie, when activated, chirps very loud. Trust me, it's ear piercing. We've tried it. And also has an intense strobe light that helps deter attackers and gets the attention of potential bystanders.
The She's Birdie Plus is a Bluetooth-enabled device that connects to an app on your phone that gives you 24/7 support where live reps are available. It can also send you a fake call to get out of an uncomfortable situation, as well as provide GPS location to your chosen contacts. This birdie does require a subscription you can either pay monthly or annually.
The best part is you can get 15% off your order when you use the code DARKHEARTS15.
Check out shesbirdie.com to see what fun colors and patterns you can purchase.
Stay Heartland kind and be extra Darkland wary with your new birdie. He said that when he took a wrong turn, she panicked and wanted out, so he pulled over and let her out right away. Okay, that's weird. Why would you not have mentioned that prior? Like, yeah, okay. So even though he says that he had dropped her off, they're like, yeah, okay. So we're going to go look at your house. So they were hoping that maybe they would find her there, you know, tied up or something where they could still rescue her. But they search his house and they don't find a whole lot other than a few odd stains on his mattress, which they swabbed and sent in. And there was also a baseball bat that they took swabs of that as well that was found in the bedroom because it looked like there were some stains on the bat. So, yeah. And of course, they're going to start talking to all the people close to him to kind of get a feel. So they meet with his girlfriend and she's shocked and she thinks that, you know, there's no way he would have had anything to do with the missing girl. And the cops are like, ask her, well, the FBI asks her if she will agree to wear a wire. And she was kind of hesitant. They're like, well, this could help exonerate him. You know, they don't mention that. Yeah, this could also. Yeah. But, you know, of course she's like, yes, yes. Cause she doesn't think he had anything to do with it. And right. She was really worried about him seeing the wire, and they reassured her there's no way he's going to see it. So I'm like, okay, if she was that scared about it too, I feel like you have to be scared of him a little bit for that. Cause if he really was innocent, why would he care? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Like, are you scared he's going to do something if he finds it? Because he already did.
Right. Well, and the thing is, too, is, like, I could see him being upset. Like, you would think I would do this, but to, like, not, I don't know. Like, that seems weird. Like,
I know. I thought so, too. And just to be, oh, yes, I will take this. And he didn't do anything wrong. I'll prove it. Also, it's like, how are you going to necessarily get that information out of him? But I get it. They're trying for whatever, because they still don't have enough to really do arrest anything. Him. So they're kind of just keeping surveillance on him at this point. So on June 29th, the town, the school, whatever, they hold a memorial walk for Ying Ying, and Brent and it takes his girlfriend to that, which another clear sign what people do when they're guilty, which is gross. So there's actual footage too on the documentary where you can see him walking in this crowd, and it's just disgusting to me because there's so many people there for her, and it's gross that he's there. But he takes her, and this is when the cops are like, okay, this is a good time for you to wear the wire, because if you're there for this reason, maybe he's going to say something.
Well, it's a good segue to bring it up,
turns out it was a good thing, because they go to this walk, do all the things, then way later that night they meet up with the girlfriend. I don't know her name, it never talks about her, so sorry for the lack of that. I mean, just saying girlfriend the entire time. So they meet up with her to get the recording. And when they meet up, she's like super upset, kind of like shaking, crying, trying to get herself together. They play the recording and they hear him talking about Ying Ying. And he's telling his girlfriend that he brought her back, which, time out real quick on this. Why would you tell your girlfriend about something you did, whether it's, I guess, I mean, if it's an open relationship, maybe she wouldn't care if he's, you know, she's thinking he's just talking about like a sexual experience or what, but like, why would you open up about anything in this realm to anybody unless you, I don't know.
It depends on the rules and the dynamic of your open relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm wondering, like, if he then, like, having your wife and having an open relationship where you have a girlfriend, but then do you have further partners on top of that?
Right.
Like,
which,
and I don't know. I feel like a lot of times in those situations, like, I know a few people in that kind of lifestyle, and they usually have discussions prior. They're like, hey, I'm talking to this person. Like, even if it is just a sexual thing, like if they're not looking to date someone, they're just looking to have a sexual experience. A lot of times there's still, in order to have a good open relationship, you have to have communication and trust.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of weird that he would say it after the fact, as opposed to talking to her beforehand, that he was
right.
I mean, I don't know.
I know. And that's why I was like, who knows if he had said something prior to her and she just didn't want to believe it, or FBI really made her think,
yeah,
you're going to be in trouble for something too, if you know, and you don't do anything, you know, I don't know. But he's talking to her in this recording, and in the recording, like, you can hear all the noise behind them in this walk and everything. So it's like, he's just talking about this. I mean, obviously not loudly, like he's talking quietly to her, but at this event, which is just even worse. So he tells her that he actually had brought Ying Ying back to his apartment, and he held her against her will. Yeah, he just says this. And I actually left out some of this because I was so nauseous, like just typing it, it just made me sick. And even talking about it makes me sick. All of these make me sick, our cases, but something about this one really just hurt my heart because of just what a person they, you know, she seemed to be. And he says that she was supernatural because he choked her for 10 minutes and she still didn't die. He talks about taking her clothes off and assaulting her. He then says that whatever else he had done to hurt her, he couldn't believe she was still alive at this point. Yeah, I couldn't even get into it. So he took her into the bathroom and he hit her head with the baseball bat and more. And it talks about, or he talked about how she was still fighting this whole time and she was fighting. And so he said he chopped her head off because he didn't, there was no, and then there was no more zombie shit and she was done. His exact words. That part I just had to share because what a monster.
And where in your head are you just like, yeah, I'm totally going to tell my girlfriend about this. I'm sure.
Yeah. Like I'm so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. And he also mentions to her that there, he's actually killed about 13 other women. However, the police said that they have nothing to back that up. And
no, I bet she just trying to talk big.
Yeah. Think he's cool. Like, cool. Yeah. That's such a turn on. Maybe it is for some, which is sick, but you know, I can't even get behind that. Sorry. So, yeah. So they have enough now to arrest him since they have a confession. So they arrest him and obviously they need to get more evidence. So they take his computer and they can see on his computer that he visited sites that were dedicated to fetish sexuality, where he engaged with others about fantasy abduction and role play. So clearly he was into that.
And I mean, but the thing is there are plenty of people who are into, it's called consensual non-consent, where it's role-playing that scenario. Just find someone who's into that too.
Yeah, like why take an innocent And like, and I feel like I don't want to say she was naive because I don't know, but like taking a ride from him and being different, it's a completely different culture. Like,
but I also wonder too, if she knew him in passing, if he had graduated from there and stuff too, if she at least knew of him, you know, it sounds like he was in the sciences and stuff too. So sometimes I know, like, it makes me wonder if
there was some sort of
kind of knew him. Yeah. And so she was like, oh, hey, okay. Yeah.
Just sad. But yeah. So clearly he's into that kind of thing. While this is going on too, the lab results come back. The DNA does match Ying Ying that they found on the bed and the bat. It's detectives talked about just being just mixed with different emotions. They were happy they had the right guy, but they were sad because like they had lost hope now. Like it was confirmed she was dead. They were really hoping that they would have found her there, you know, but, they, you know, basically just confirmed that she had missed her bus and accepted a ride from a stranger who ended up killing her. So he, Christensen, denies everything still. It's like, I don't understand when they do that. It's like, dude, you clearly don't have a leg to stand on. So, right. And the evidence and everything lines up. We have you on camera, like your car, dumbass. So her family just begged and begged to him to tell them where she was.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't forever. And then he later admitted that he had dismembered her and had put her in different dumpsters around and all of her belongings. And so like, what a complete monster.
So the likelihood of them ever actually finding her body is...
Her body has never been found.
Yeah.
And they said that, you know, there's somewhere in the landfill and it's not... Yeah. It's just awful for that family to not even be able to like put her to rest, you know?
Yeah.
So 2 years after Ying Ying was killed, a jury deliberated for less than 2 hours and found him guilty of 1 count of kidnapping resulting in death and 2 counts of making false statements to the FBI. The jury could not come to agreement with a unanimous decision on death penalty. And so then they had to just go with the life sentence, so he's serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole.
As long as there's no parole.
Right. So that's when he was sentenced, was July 18th of 2019. He eventually was transferred he moved around a bunch initially, but right now he's actually serving his sentence in USP Coleman 2 in Florida.
Okay.
So he's been there since 2020. Her parents, on the documentary, when they talk to them and stuff, it's just heartbreaking. They're just crying the whole time. And her dad said that he has destroyed our hope and future. And her mom said, it is so painful and so sad. I sometimes raise my head and ask God, where is my Ying Ying? Oh, isn't that awful? I know. They do have a memorial garden dedicated to her at the corner of North Goodwin Avenue and West Clark Street in Champaign, near the area that he had picked her up. Mm-hmm. This garden consists of pathway stones, and they were designed to disappear leading up to the bench where a weeping cherry tree and a memorial stone are.
Oh.
So, yeah. Her family actually announced in 2019 that they had started an endowment fund called Ying Ying Fund, which is dedicated in honor of her. This fund is used to support international students in crisis and their families. They donated an initial gift of $30,000 to the fund, and then there was an additional $24,000 that was contributed from more than 440 donors.
Wow.
So yeah, this fund is managed by the University of Illinois Foundation. And I was looking that up to get some information on that too. And it looks like it's still an active fund. And I think at least, you know, in some of these cases too, when people take those opportunities and they can at least do something about it for the next person. But
yeah,
that is the story of Ying Ying.
That
and
is
she's just sweet. It is.
It
and I don't,
wonder,
did you hear that story ever?
No, I don't.
Isn't that pretty crazy
that
with how recent it was too?
Yeah.
It makes me so sad.
I feel like he won clearly. I wonder if he had an Asian fetish too, or if she just happened to be, because it's like, I don't understand. You don't just decide to do that. Okay.
No.
You had a kidnapping fetish, but then for you to decide to murder her and stuff too, like you were out patrolling. Mm-hmm. So either you had a specific target or she happened to be unlucky. Either way, this man had this planned.
Yeah.
He had been planning that, I bet. And I,
well, and they, because when they see him pick her up, then they go back in the surveillance and they rewind it several times and you can see him just driving around.
Yeah.
So it's like he was obviously not just, oh, hey, hop in.
Yeah.
Like
that
premeditation.
Wasn't a spur in the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a piece and I hope he rots in prison.
Yeah.
And gross.
Ugh.
And just
that's
so sad.
Heartbreaking.
I know. And I just feel like a lot of those students like don't even speak very good English. And I, because when I was in college, there was a huge Japanese like population there and not very many of them spoke English. And I just felt bad because I thought like that is a really hard barrier, you know, and you really, I mean, it's easy for people to take advantage of you in that way when there is that. And so I don't know, obviously, her whole situation, but like just so sad. And it sucks when you want to trust someone and then crap like this. And it was in the middle of the day, you know,
right.
It's just like, what?
No, that's awful. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. So that's what I have this week. And that makes me sad that I have never even heard that case because that's a pretty traumatic case.
Yeah.
And like to not have heard about it. I don't know if it's just because of the culture or what, but.
Yeah. You know, that's, it wasn't a young white woman. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's what I've got today. So I know it wasn't very long, but I think we have both come to find there's not a ton of information on these cases.
Yeah.
Again.
Because mine's going to be a shorter one, too. I thought there would be a lot more information when I first found it, and there definitely wasn't. You guys will get into that here soon. But, okay, so since we do have two episodes, we're just going to talk about movies and shows for this one, and then the next episode we'll talk about books.
Sure thing.
Cool. Have you watched any movies or shows lately?
I watched the new Scream movie because that was like high school, such a nostalgic thing for me.
Yeah.
Like I love a good slasher movie. So I watched that and it was all right. I mean, I like how it always ties back to the other
to
ones.
The OG
so,
ones.
Yeah. Like that'll always be high in my books, regardless of how many they make. But, I watched that. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, I feel like there hasn't been a whole lot that I've seen. There's on Apple TV, The Last Thing He Told Me, which is based off a book.
Right.
Going down that realm. I've been watching that. And that's actually Jennifer Garner plays the lead in that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good so far. But
nice.
That's about, is that it? Ooh, Fatal Attraction. Sorry, now it's all coming back to me. That one's on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And it is good. Joshua Jackson.
See,
because
I saw that and I was like, is this
Lizzie
like
Kaplan?
Okay. So is it like the movie, but they've made it into a TV show, like same premise?
Yes, but the TV show, they've done it more from, now you see it from both sides. So from his side and from her side. Okay. And they've also done a whole different spin kind of on when he gets out of prison. Mm-hmm. Okay. And his relationship with his daughter, and like it all ties in, and it's actually really, really good. And Lizzie Kaplan, that's her name, I'm pretty certain, plays an amazing role. Like Glenn Close was amazing in that, yeah. But this, she's good. And okay. I love Joshua Jackson. So that's it. But that one's good. And that one, okay. That's where I'm at. What about you?
I saw the new Guardians movie.
Oh yeah. I heard it was really sad.
I mean, yes, you get Rocket the Raccoon's backstory, which oh. I think we all knew was going to be a heartbreaking
I've never
situation.
Seen any of them. Sorry,
all right.
Don't judge
well,
me.
But any nerd person who has seen them knows. Personally, I loved the first Guardians. The second Guardians really disappointed me. I think my hopes were up too high. So I liked this one better than the second one. There were things
okay.
that bugged me in this one. I felt like Quill was a little too pushy with Gamora. Like, it's not the same woman that you fell in love with. She's, yeah. So, whatever. There was some minor things, but overall, I enjoyed it.
Good.
I've got my tickets for the next Spider-Man already. Not yeah. the cartoon one, because that was phenomenal. If you guys haven't and you liked that stuff.
The cartoon one?
Yes. Yeah, with Miles Morales. It was yeah. fantastic. So, I've got tickets to go see that already. I am going to see The Little Mermaid, too.
Yeah, me too. Duh. Yes. Don't say it like you're embarrassed, girl.
No,
you
I'm
own
not.
That.
Listen, I'm so excited to go see Barbie as well when that comes out.
Yeah. I am super stoked yes. for that. And
yes. But yeah, Jesse and I got tickets. We're going on the 25th, which I think is opening night.
That's,
we might be seeing it in 3D too, I believe.
I need to look because we were going to get tickets. That's my daughter's last day of school that Thursday. I thought it was Friday, but that Thursday.
Oh,
and so I was like, we should go.
Friday.
Oh, yeah. So then that's the day before.
Yeah, I'm going without my children. It's just me and my sister.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool. My kid will love it. So
I am holding off Spider-Man. Jesse and I are taking the kids with us.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
I decided to do that. They both loved the Spider-Pig, you know, Spider-Pig in the first one and stuff. So I'm stoked for that. Show-wise, though, I've just been watching Gordon Ramsay's Nightmare Kitchen.
That's
Nightmares.
Right. That's right. I was like, I know we've talked about something you've uh-huh. watched. That's what
it's,
it is.
I
love
shows,
it.
I'll sit down. I need to watch Love and Death still on HBO with Elizabeth Olsen.
I haven't either yet.
And I'm like, I'll sit down and I'm like, okay, I should watch one of these. And I'm like going to go through it. I'm like, now I'm going to watch me some Kitchen Nightmares right now. Like
yes.
I just right now, because I've been like doing more reading and we'll talk about this too, but like, especially with it being AAPI month, I'm now trying to read
yeah.
that way. But so I'm just like, my books and stuff have been interesting. So if I'm not going to read, I'm like, I just need the lightness right now. And so Kitchen Nightmares, you can watch it on Amazon Prime for free. It's got commercials,
oh, yeah.
but I don't even care.
Yeah, that's nice. I like those kind of shows. I can't think of the one with the British guy. I know they're all British guys. Who am I kidding? But the one where it's like the same premise where he would go in and fix up restaurants and like change mm-hmm. their menus and everything. And then
I think one of my clients was talking to me about that. And I think it was
I loved that show.
It was like Restaurant.
Yeah. Rescue. Something rescue, like
I don't
it
know. There's a bar rescue one too. And
yeah.
Stuff,
there's one for everything.
One.
But
yes, there is.
I love that stuff. I used to love Chopped too, the one where they get, you know, certain ingredients
yep.
and they have to come up with something. But
yeah,
which is ironic because I hate cooking. So
see, I know my husband was like, "Why are you watching this? You don't even like cooking." I was like, "This part, like Nightmare Kit or Kitchen Nightmares, isn't even about the cooking. It's about the
no.
horrible restaurant owners and the bad management and like how disgusting it is."
Yeah, how they've run it downhill.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they talk about the food and he shows them the dish, but I was like, "That's not even the main thing. It's all the drama."
Yeah, we don't care about the food. I need the drama of
and I'm
the
like
food,
Gordon Ramsay. I can't get behind Hell's Kitchen or whatever, where he's like teaching the people and yelling at them, because I'm like, they're trying to learn and
right.
maybe they're making dumb mistakes. But come on,
yeah.
But these people, I'm like, okay, these people deserve to be yelled at. Like,
right? Some of them, it's just like you're dumb and
yeah.
you applied to be on the show anyway or
I know,
whatever.
And then
so
you're fighting with them, they're like, yeah. Like several of them were like, yeah, we really need Gordon. And then Gordon's
yeah.
like, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh,
my
yeah.
place is great. I know what I'm doing. I'm like, really? That's why you
right.
that's why you called him in?
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah.
so dumb.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, cool. On a light note, I like ending
yeah.
on a light note because
exactly.
sometimes this stuff is heavy.
Yes.
And so
yes.
Yeah.
It is. So yes. there we are. So until next time.
Stay
heart like kind.
Oh, guys, I messed up. Sorry. Well, you kind of paused. So I was like, oh shit, am I supposed to
I
say
did.
That?
I did.
Okay.
Because then I realized I was like, oh, I didn't put all of our like socials. You it's guys, our fine. Socials are tagged. It's yeah, fine. We'll talk, it's we'll fine. Mention them
you
in the
know,
next one.
You probably just skip past that anyway. Let's be right, honest. It's right. fine. You can look it's us fine. Up by searching us. That's it. Okay, so now again. Go ahead.
Okay, stay Heartland kind.
But Darkland wary.